Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that podcast show.
Welcome to How to Do That. This is episode 4 of your new favorite podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Glanzer. Alongside me,
Mr. Bart Kristoff.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. You know why?
Because you've got a shot in your hand?
Yeah, we had the... Well, we're in the same karaoke room we were last week. We can hear some pretty terrible singing going on next door, and we have some shots in front of us. And we got our friend Julio over in the corner.
Julio, say hi!
Hey!
All right, well, we're going to do a shot of Fireball whiskey. We think this should help us loosen up and get right to the good stuff right away, you know? Like,
yeah,
we really gotta hit these hard-hitting questions right away.
Wait, we got to clink it right in front of the mic.
Clink the mic. There we go. And bang it. Mmm. It's syrupy.
Ooh.
That'll warm you right up on a chilly 47-degree day in Austin.
Yeah, it is pretty cold out.
Speaking of awkward confrontations, our first...
What were you going to say?
Oh, never mind.
Were you going to say condoms?
No, confrontations.
Oh, awkward, okay.
Awkward confrontations.
Yeah.
That's
well,
okay.
We did... This is our third shot now.
Yeah, we've done
three. We were trying to loosen up a little early, so... But first, before we get into awkward confrontations, we have to mention our sponsor.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead, take it away.
All right, we've got table.delivery. That's table.delivery. No .com or anything like that.
No, no, no.
And you get $10 off of your food order with the coupon code SWEETUMS. SWEETUMS. SWEETUMS.
I love it. Boy, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Mm-mm.
All right.
Speaking of awkwardness, that's... there, finally, that's the awkward segue I needed to lead us into our first segment. And our first topic today is how to confront someone that you caught watching a pornographic video. Has this ever happened to you in real life?
Have I ever caught someone watching porn?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't... Have you?
Yes.
Who did... Well, you don't have to give me a name, but what relation were they to you?
Roommate.
A roommate of yours?
Yeah.
In college or...
Post-college.
Post-college? All right.
Yeah.
So you caught them watching porn, and how did you confront that?
I banged on their door and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And, you know, the whole turnaround and nothing, closing the window.
So you're saying that the door was open, you walked in. Now, were they taking care of business?
They hadn't gotten to that point yet, no.
Okay.
It was just the watching of it. So I thought, when I walked by and it was in clear view, I don't think this person thought that I was home. I felt it was my duty as a roommate to just bang on the door and let him know that I now know that he enjoys watching videos like that.
So when you caught him and you banged on the door, did he immediately close what he was in? Did he scramble for the mouse and not get it closed? What happened?
It was a quick turnaround, and I think he did fumble around trying to close it. I think he successfully paused the video. But
at what point did it get paused? What did you see?
I think just banging around on the keyboard and the mouse enough made the video pause somehow. I don't know. The sound stopped. I know that.
And did you talk to him about it afterwards?
It was kind of awkward, but yeah, we had a conversation about it. We sat down and the Full House music started in, and you know, sometimes, you know, I get it. You know, men have these urges, and sometimes we need to watch videos.
Well... So the incident that I have is I was actually on a plane, and I turned to my left, and I'm looking. I don't know if you guys ever do that on a plane, but you look and you can sometimes see what people are watching on their screens.
Yeah.
Usually it's some movie I just saw, like, you know, Harry Potter. That's a very bad example because that's probably like 20 years old. But I turned and saw a guy in the corner with the screen facing out, and he was just watching porn on the plane, eating his peanuts and drinking his little drink.
You're talking hardcore triple X porn?
Hardcore triple X porn.
Wow.
The two people next to him obviously noticed he was doing this and, like, turned their heads toward my direction, and they were both, like, looking at me like, what the hell? But obviously this guy had no shame in watching a porno on the plane, which I kind of get, because I guess if it's going to go down, at least... you had some enjoyment on the way down.
Yeah, I've seen some guy on a plane openly reading a Hustler.
Well, there you go.
Not quite the same, but
it's close.
Yeah,
that's pretty close. I mean, a Hustler, that's pretty.
Yeah.
I guess it's not porn, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
If there's someone sitting nearby, they could easily be offended.
So the way I confronted that situation is I actually went to the stewardess. Well, the stewardess came up to me and said, would you like a drink? And I said, I'll have whatever he's having. And I pointed at him and she looked and she was like, sir, excuse me. Are you watching a pornographic video on the plane? And everybody like turned and looked and it was the most awkward, embarrassing
thing. You ratted this guy out? Why? Let him have his moment.
Well, I mean, the two people next to him I felt bad for because they were obviously in a situation they didn't want to be in. It was like an older woman and her daughter, I think.
Oh.
And you have this weird, I assume he was stinky, so I'm going to say stinky man in the corner, like looking at the pornographic video, enjoying his peanuts. So
yeah. Okay, you did a good service then. There was somebody nearby that could
have. Plus, I mean, I said I'll have whatever he's having, like a joke.
Yeah.
It's fun. I wasn't like ratting it. I was being funny. I thought maybe she'd think it was funny, but she obviously ratted him out.
Yes.
I gave her the choice. She didn't have to rat the guy out. She ratted the guy out.
Julio, what would you have done?
Come on over, Julio.
On the plane?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was he on the aisle or was he on the window?
He was in the window. Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? I think if it's...
He wasn't facing the porn toward the window. He was facing it toward the aisle so that, obviously, I could see it.
So it's kind of his bad on that part. Like, if you're on by the window, maybe you should turn your screen so that way you're not really bothersome to everybody else or nobody else can look at it.
But I think that was my point. I was saying, I'll have whatever he's having because he's okay with showing the world that he's watching the porno. And these two women
were offended. If he has it facing outward, like towards the aisle, and where people are kind of visible to have him, you know, or view what he's watching, then
yeah,
it gets kind of
you could tell though that the two women were very put off by this man.
I think maybe he wanted to get caught. He wanted somebody to see it and be like, "Excuse me, there, big boy. Let's join the Mile High Club back here." Do you think? Maybe that's what he was
on a Southwest plane? Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think, you know, that's not
going
to happen.
Where was it going? That's my question. Where was the destination?
Las Vegas.
Oh, case closed.
How many times do I fly a plane and not go to Las Vegas? I mean, come on.
Not often.
It's at least 80% of the time you can say I'm going to Las Vegas.
I do know somebody who did get fired from their job, a senior level position who got fired because somebody saw him watching porn on his phone at work.
Oh,
not
really?
At a company I've worked at, but somebody I know.
Well, I mean, that's something I would never do. I never have a desire to watch a pornographic video at work. Am I the only one in that situation? Or
no, I wouldn't be in that mindset, I don't think.
Well, Julio's looking weird. Yeah. he might have been the guy on the plane.
Because of my job, I cannot.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next one. And this one I thought was really funny because it happens to me all the time. If you and I were to shake hands, we'd probably just do a traditional handshake. I grab your hand, you grab mine, and it's a firm shake, and we're done, and we go about our day. But what happens if you meet that bro, could be anybody, who all of a sudden wants to switch it up, and he's got like this elaborate handshake plan. He wants to like grab your hand and then twist it and then like do a fist bump or something. And you're expected to just know it. How do you react in those situations? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I have some friends that do that. And I don't know their handshake, so I make up weird parts of that handshake where I'll do, like, the birdie flying away, you know, and I'll put my thumbs together and make a little bird symbol. And then they're like, what are you doing, man? And I'm like, well, what the hell are you doing? I don't know what you're doing. And then I make it like it's a confrontational thing, and then the next time, they don't do it. They just shake my hand because they're freaked out that I'm going to do the bird.
Well, when I encounter these things, I always end up making it as awkward as possible for everyone involved. It's usually...
No, you?
Yeah, yeah.
You make it awkward for everyone involved?
I try to keep up, and it goes very wrong somewhere along the line where I end up touching their neck or something, and everybody just ends up backing away. And
you touch their neck?
Not exactly, but...
Why would you touch their neck?
No, weird things like that end up happening if I try to do a weird... If someone engages me in such a handshake.
You should have tried to give a bro handshake to your friend that was watching the porn and see what happened there. I bet you wouldn't end up touching his neck.
Oh, God, no.
Why would would you even want to shake his hand?
Job well done, sir. I commend you. Those kind of handshakes, though, throw me every single time. Like, I don't think I've maybe thrown off like two successful attempts at pulling one of those off. The guy grabs the hand, we shake, we twist upward, and then it's like a lean in and a pat on the back and then a fist pump. Like one or two times in my life, I've like naturally just managed to get one of those off.
You know, I think I can get one off naturally. Oh, this you sounds get... all weird. Julio did the little bump it up with the drum thing here, but
yeah.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, how would you react if your significant other came up to you and said, "Bart Kristoff, I want you to change your hairdo. I don't like it when your hair is combed to the side." Or
are you saying something about my comb to the side hair right now?
I'm not saying anything. Or what if your significant other asked you to shave your beard? How do you react when a significant other approaches you about changing your appearance?
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, I'm married now, and
yeah,
she's happy. I'm happy. She says, "Hey, shave off your eyebrows. I like you better looking like powder." I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I think as a man, I think that's kind of the general consensus, Julio, right?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
No?
I did have this conversation once with a friend of mine, and I did say that that was one, like, I had to explain to that person about why I have my beard. And it's not that it's fuzzy or real long or anything like that. It's kind of kept to itself, but I told him that when I didn't have my beard that I looked really fat-faced, and like the beard and mustache kind of keep it together and make it nice and small.
Well, so this was just a suggestion by some. They said, "I think you'd look better without the beard."
Yeah.
So, but in that situation, then you could say, "Hey, this is why." But if it's like, if they've seen you without the beard and they've seen you with the beard, mm-hmm. and it's a significant other, and they say, "I like you better without the beard," you're gonna get rid of the beard. I mean, in my opinion, you get rid of it.
Significant other?
Yeah.
I have to agree.
I mean, like, I'm not there with... My wife does not want me to not have a beard. I have to have a beard. If I shave my face, we're getting divorced. That's all there is to it, so... Yeah,
I've been asked to just, as long...
She's seen that. Yeah, she doesn't like it.
Nobody likes that.
I've just been told, please keep your facial hair all the same length. Because I used to just have a chin goatee, and then I would shave the rest of it, but then I would let the rest grow in. And then
Can you
see his hairs on the...
You can pull out the hairs on the side, see? I can twist them.
I've got the whole wall beard trimmer thing now. I got it down. It should always be the same length.
Julio's looks really good.
God, that does look good, Julio.
Mine's pretty full.
Yeah, it's like... And it's very nice, straight, and nice. Ryan's looks terrible.
I have this weird twirl thing going on the side that I just can't control. Oh. And there's like a twirly thing in the beard. But when it's long enough, you can straighten it. When it's short enough, it's really obvious.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like you and I have similar problems with our beards. So. Yeah. I don't know. Yours at the top is better.
I think overall, all of us have good beards, though.
Yeah,
we're
just
really
different.
Three really good-looking guys.
Yeah.
If I have to say.
We could be brothers.
Good. Yeah.
You'd be the nice, tall, skinny brother, and Julio and I came from a different father or something.
They gave two of us the same... anyway... next question. Here, I put this one in here because it happened to me recently.
Wait, let me ask it because you've been asking us. Let me ask you the question this time, all right? How to react when you accidentally say good when someone asks what's up? Or when you accidentally say not much when someone says how's it going?
See, you anticipate what somebody's going to say. I was walking into my place of employment yesterday.
And wait, let's reenact this. So I go up to you, you walk in.
Yeah, I open up the door, got my backpack on my shoulder, walking to my desk, and...
I say, what's up?
I said, good. And then as I walk away, I'm like, fuck. And that's not what's up.
And then I say, how's it going?
Not much.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like, damn it. And you play it in your head over and over afterwards, like, did he say how am I doing, or did he say what's up?
How did you react after you did that?
I was very embarrassed. I went back to my desk, and like I said, I played it over in my head a few times, and I thought to myself, if I see this guy again today, I'm going to explain what happened. I'm like, hey, man, I was caught off guard a little bit. I gave a response to your question that didn't quite make sense, and I hope you can forgive me.
See, I do the... So these are along the same line, but when you're leaving an Uber or something like that, and they're like, oh, you know, like they drop you off at the movies, and they go, have a good time watching your movie, and you're like, you too!
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
Exact same thing, yeah.
That always... Because then I go... Usually I catch it when I do it, but I do it, and then I catch it instantly, and I literally go, oh, I didn't mean you enjoy the movie, too, because you're not going to a movie. I'm just saying, you have a great time driving your Uber as well.
Yeah. I know that I have said that before. We get dropped off to go Moon Tower or wherever it is that we go, and I just so happen to be in there, and don't need to hold that.
Well, I'm just putting... I'm getting it closer to you.
Okay.
We wanted to pick up all the sound.
Yeah. I can see the sounds going on the screen. And look, my voice is still loud. This thing should be as far away from me as possible, apparently. What the hell?
You're just naturally loud.
Oh, my God.
So I know that it has happened where he's like, have a good day or whatever. You too. Or go enjoy your movie. You too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, yeah, you're not going to the movies. You're just going to like continue
right,
to
so
drive.
Right. So how would you react to that? How would you be like...
After
you say the stupid thing where you go, you too, how do you react?
I don't say anything. I just laugh at myself after because I'm like, God, how stupid do I sound when I'm like, hey, you too, when you're not even going to go see the movie?
And along those same lines is like when you combine two words when you're thinking about saying like goodbye and thanks at the same time. And it comes out as like, ganks or something like that. You make
ganks?
Yeah, that's an example.
Oh man, I'm gonna use that.
What was the one from The Office where Pam? Remember that where she combined two words like that and ended up saying like Froy or I don't know something weird.
That's a good trivia one. I don't know.
The combining of two words in a nervous situation.
Someone
like
out
that.
There knows. Put it. Please comment that on our Facebook. It's gonna bother us. All right.
So, Mr. Kristoff. What's that there in your pocket? Or actually sitting beside you?
Oh, geez. Here we go. So I came up with this suggestion because I have the new iPhone X.
Oh, la-di-da. Aren't we special?
I know. And I've been waiting 2 years. I haven't bought a phone in a long time. Finally, they came out with this, and I said, you know what? It's time to upgrade. My phone's all done, paid off, whatever. I want a new one. My battery's dying. So I said, I'm going to adopt... to the new hottest thing out there. And I took a picture of it, put it on social media, and so the first question you had here though is how to know when you should share to the world that you have the hottest new gadget.
Yeah, how to know if, when, and how. Like, you bought this thing and I assume it costs a lot.
Well, it's subsidized, so you just pay the monthly payment. But the thing is, you know, you get it, like, if you're one of the guys that early adopted, you ordered online early, you got it at 2 a.m. on pre-order day, and it came in, you're excited about it, you're like, yes, I got it, you take a picture of it, and you share it on social media. Yeah. To me, because you said, how to know if when to share to the world you have it, that would be, for me, time. And even, I have a friend who just bought our mutual friend, Julio and I, bought one of those huge, curved, beautiful screens at their house. And it's awesome. It's this massive, you know, I don't even know what size it is, 70 or 80 inch curved screen TV. Yeah. And he puts a picture of it on social media the day he bought it. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
But I didn't go, oh, your phone is so, or your screen is so terrible. Why would you buy that brand? You should have got this brand, right? So that leads us into, because... I think the first one's kind of a given.
I wanted to
tell us.
I mean, some people, here's my reaction, and maybe I'm in the minority here, but this doesn't apply to you necessarily, just in general.
God.
When I'm scrolling through the Facebook feed and I see that somebody posted like something really awesome and new that they bought, my reaction isn't like or love, it's I hate you. I'm jealous of your product. I wish I had it.
So do you comment like negatively on it?
No, I just skip over it because I'm jealous that you have it and I don't.
So why? Okay, but the question is, how do you know when you're supposed to post it to the world?
Yeah, if you think that it might rub a Ryan Glanzer the wrong way, I don't know. Maybe that's a...
Well, but here's the thing. What's the difference if I post it today that I got it or a week from now that I got it?
No difference. No.
But you said how to know when. Oh, you said no. It does say if or if. You're
if saying when. If. Yeah.
So maybe not share it at all.
I don't know. I mean, you should share it. If you think that if you get joy from people knowing that you bought something.
You're making me sound like a...
If it's that important to you, then maybe you should share it.
Yeah.
No, it's... I don't know. To me, it's one... I'm kind of like the opposite of you, but not in the sense that I like new gadgets, but I don't ever share them online. If you just so happen to look and see that I have a new phone or I have a new car...
But everyone shares something for a reason, right? Like
because you're proud of it.
Yeah, you're proud of it. You know, like
well,
you,
then that's fine.
You share something about your son, which is probably better than a gadget. That's important to you. Sure. I don't have a son,
and people
so
are just,
I have a gadget.
Yeah, people are just as annoyed by kid pictures, though. Believe me. Some people have unfriended me because I post too many kid pictures.
I used to be, but not anymore.
Yeah.
No, well, going back to that thing, you know, I hit the like button. I don't comment on it. I don't say congratulations or anything. It's just a like button, move on. That's it.
Yeah.
You know.
But so my thing, my question, where this came from is how do you reply to the haters?
And there were haters when you posted your phone picture and you did not like it.
Because there's, well, here's the thing. I don't care if someone owns a damn Android phone. I don't care. Good job. Happy for you. You have your Samsung. You're happy with it. You have your LG. You're happy with it. You have your Sony. You're happy with it. You have your Google Pixel. You're happy with it. I don't care. I don't ever post anything negative about anybody else's gadget that they buy. If my friend who posted this beautiful curved screen on their TV and they say, oh, I bought a Samsung 80-inch TV curved screen. If I went, oh, I wouldn't have bought a Samsung. I would have bought a Kenmore, which Kenmore doesn't make TVs. But this, what I'm saying is, why would you ever be negative about someone's positive post? Like, I got this great thing. I'm happy about it. I like you. If you posted something and you let's say you got a brand new vacuum and you were happy with your Dyson or whatever, I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't get a Dyson. I would have got a Shark.
Big mistake,
you know,
man.
Big mistake. Why would you do that? So, but I think with Apple and Android, there's this huge stigma that if you buy an Apple product, you're evil. You're the most evil person that's ever existed. If you buy an Android product, nobody comments because they don't care. I don't care that you bought an Android product. Good job. I'm happy for you. I'm glad that you like your product. I don't care that you don't like Apple. But I don't want to hear about it when I buy my Apple product. That you're mad at me. Yeah. I just like the fact that it's a simplistic device, that it crushes every single Android and every single benchmark test.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Android users. I'm sorry, Samsung. I can't help the fact that the A11 Bionic chip is a beautiful thing. Apple, contact us for sponsorship. I can't help that. That is not my fault. I'm sorry that you're mad that I have this phone. I'm happy with the phone. I don't care that you have an Android. Good job. Be happy with your Android. The only time I'm mad at you that you have an Android is when I try to send you an iMessage and it comes through as a damn green text message and then I go, ah, why does this person have an Android?
So how do you know they have a different phone?
That's the only way you know they have a different phone. Otherwise, you have no idea what phone they have. Because nobody proudly posts that they bought a Samsung or that they bought a Google Pixel or that they bought an LG. Nobody goes, oh, look at my brand new Samsung phone.
No.
Because nobody cares, because you can't bring it on a plane. It's going to explode. I'm happy I have my Apple phone.
So did that successfully answer how you would reply to those people?
Oh. No, I'm sorry. I went on a rant.
You're allowed to do that on this show. We're all allowed a couple rants.
Yeah. And again, I have nothing against Android. I'm happy for you people that have your Android phones and you like what they do. So how to reply to a hater of my phone, which I did this week, is I reply to them in the same way they reply to me. So if they send me something that says, hey, you're a sheep, which is what I got, you're a sheep because you bought the iPhone, then I say, why am I a sheep? And then they go, look at the specs of the Samsung S8. They send me the specs, and then I reply, go look at the benchmarks. And then they reply, let's agree to disagree, because then they look up the benchmarks and they go, oh, well, that's not good. Everybody's got an advantage. There's an advantage to every piece, so all it is don't hate on my shit. I like my phone. I don't care. You like your phone? Good job. Like your phone.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the last thing I can think of that I bought that I posted was like my Chrysler minivan a year ago. And there were some people like, oh, minivan. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And what did I tell you? I'm like, if you're happy with the minivan, great.
Yeah. And you love minivans. And
I
do
like
too.
I like minivans. It's great.
Yeah.
So when people say, oh, you can't believe you bought a minivan, what's the stigma associated with? Who cares? If you like the damn minivan, I'm happy for you.
Yes, and I like it. And I like having the storage. I like having the ease of getting a child into it. And they're just kind of fun to drive. And you know what? Cops don't look for minivans when you've been when you're out gallivanting. What?
Okay. Ryan does have a child, so we're not saying he's luring children into his van. Oh, and he's also not saying that he can elude the cops because he has his van.
Okay.
Which is exactly what that just sounded
like. I guess
like.
That's kind of where I was going with that, was in that direction. Yeah, let's go on. We're about 25 minutes in here to the How to Do That podcast. A great opportunity to bring up the howtodothat.co blog. I think we're close to 50 articles up there now.
None of them are mine. I've been lazy. I'll get it up.
You're welcome to write some articles. Yeah, I'd love it. I'm running short on ideas, so please, anything you can think of, send it.
What do you mean? You got all these great...
Yeah, some of these are better talking points than writing points. But, anyway.
Oh, and we're going to have a follow-up to the Chinese buffet, because we went to one today.
Yes.
I took a single picture that we will post.
Of me optimizing a plate of Chinese food, which I had written about earlier, but hadn't actually done in person since. And we'll see how it stacks up.
You know what? Like, just quickly, what do you think... How do you think you did successfully on a 1 out of 10? How do you think you did on the buffet today?
Ooh. See, I've been doing this low-carb thing for 45 days, and my appetite just isn't what it used to be, which is a good thing. You're trying to suppress appetite. I only did 2 plates, and I didn't even finish the second plate. In my book, that's like a D-minus at a buffet.
So you got like a 3,
I maybe consumed 2,000 calories at
best. Wait, no, a D-minus would be like a 6 out of 10.
Oh, was it 1 out of 10? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being really upset with how I performed at the buffet, and 10 being really excited and had to be wheeled out on a stretcher, I had a good time.
What is the 1 to 10? You still haven't answered.
I invented that scale of creating an elaborate 1 to 10 scale and then not using it. Oh, that's my that's a joke I've been using for 15 years.
I'd give you a 4 out of 10.
Okay, yeah, I agree. That's probably about accurate.
So, I would say mine was more like a 6... 6-ish, because I piled mine on a little more, but I definitely didn't do a 10 out of 10.
No, God, no.
Now, when Julio and I were super drunk and we went to that same buffet one time, we did 10 out of 10
did
on
you?
That buffet.
Oh, boy.
The Kung Fu buffet over by...
If you see Chinese Chinese restaurant employees standing there waiting for you to leave so they can close, you get a 10 out of 10.
Oh, yes, yeah. I do remember that. But that's because we were...
Yeah, we were pretty drunk. Yeah.
We were pretty intoxicated. And I would say the food wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. But the soup was on point. Yeah. But at that point, because maybe I feel like maybe the intoxication did make it
a level
taste
higher.
Better.
Yeah,
it tends to do that.
Well, today the one thing that we had that. They had a lacking of, I thought, was that hibachi chicken.
See, when I got the very tail end of that, and it was kind of had like some of that char from the
That's
pan
what
on
I
it.
Mean. Yeah. Like the first batch I got, when I got the fresh stuff, that was good, and then it started to dwindle because everybody was eating it.
Yeah, it was bad at the end. It had that. It had some little black pieces of pan on it, you know?
Oh, man.
That's the worst. Well, we were talking about the iPhone 10, which got me into the thinking about texting. And I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm this weekend. And this isn't a dead giveaway from the episode. But one of the things that Larry did on it was an accidental on-purpose text. Do you know what this means?
I do, because we discussed it earlier. Oh. And I've actually done it before, so I do know what it is.
So if I were mad at Julio and I wanted Julio to forgive me... Or if Julio and I were having a fight, I wanted him to forgive me, I would text Julio... But pretend in the text that I meant to text Bart and be like, hey, Bart, I really want to forgive Julio. He's such a good guy. I don't know how I can live with myself. But I actually sent it to you. And then you see it and you're like, oh, oops, he sent it to the wrong person. And then you all is forgiven because you see what a sweet guy I am. Get it?
Yeah. The accidental on purpose.
So.
So when have you used this in real life before?
I had one thought up earlier today, and I completely am blanking on it now. Sorry. This isn't an ideal time to forget.
I know what your thought was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't mention this on the podcast. Oh, no. Yeah. you have one, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. So this has happened to me before. I've gotten in fights with people in the past, and I will act like I'm texting a friend of mine talking about them, and I'll be like, man, and it's something where they're, like, stubborn about it, and I know, like, this is 100%, I know I'm right about this situation or whatever it is. And well, not even that. It's not that I know I'm right. I just want them to see the same thing that I'm looking at. And so I will text them and I'll be like, yeah, so I was trying to talk to this person and they were being so resistant on this, and I really just wish they could understand where I was coming from. And it's just so frustrating to me that it's not getting through, but maybe if they understood this, that, and the other, then they would see my way. And then I'll send it to that person.
Yep.
And then they'll be like, Who are you trying to text this to? And then I go, oh, I'm so sorry, I wasn't trying to text this to you. And I'm like, and then they go, well, what do you mean? Who are you trying to text it to? And I'm like, oh, I was trying to text it to my friend that I vent to. A lot of times nowadays I use you because you're an easy one to kind of be like, well, we're talking about podcast stuff, and, you know, he's the guy I confide in.
Sure.
So I need to talk to him and vent to him about things. And it's so, you know, I use you as that scapegoat, yeah. Even though I never meant to send it to you ever. It right. was supposed to just get them to wake up. And a lot of times it does work.
Yes. I think that's a great use of it. One thing I can say about the accidental on purpose text is trying to engage in conversation with somebody who you haven't spoken to in a long time. And I've done this before. It's just like I'll be scrolling through my phone and I'll see, oh gosh, it'd be kind of nice to talk to this person. And I'll send them a text out of the blue and be like, and 5 seconds later, like, oops, that wasn't meant for you. And then it kind of strikes up a conversation and we get to talking again.
What is this, exes or something? Were you?
No, just friends.
All right.
You're going to get me in trouble. Nothing is happening.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
No, I've done that before too.
Yeah.
Where you go through your phone and then you're like, oh man, I haven't talked to this person in forever. And then you'll just text them out of the blue. And what I usually do though is I text them if it's someone with the same name as another friend of mine. And I'll just text them something like, are you coming to volleyball this week? And then they'll reply and go, what are you talking about? And I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. My friend blah, blah, blah has the same name as you and I was trying to text them. And then, yeah you can get a conversation going.
Yeah.
By the way, how are you?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, how are you? That's a great way to do it.
Yeah. What do you think, Julio?
I really don't have a comment for this. But what I was just going to laugh at is that your comment earlier, like, that's not going to work for me because I don't think you know another Julio.
I'm trying to text Julio Franco.
We're in Austin, Texas. I know another Julio somewhere.
Well, what if, say that you got, how would you react to real accidental texts? If you would accidentally text someone for real, and you had the, oh crap, I accidentally texted this person, they might take this the wrong way. How would you react in that hypothetical scenario?
Well, I don't know if this is the same thing, but I'm going to say one time, and this isn't an accidental text, this was an accidental conversation on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was I was talking, and so I called my friend. And I had the Bluetooth hooked up to my car. Remember how you were complaining about this earlier in your van? You get the Bluetooth and sometimes it takes over, whatever. Well, I had the Bluetooth on in my car, and I was talking to him, and he's like, yeah, I'm coming to the bar, just settle down. I'm like, all right, we'll see you there. And I thought I had hung up, but I didn't. And I started talking to my friend, and I go, he's such a prick. Like, what is wrong with this guy? Every time I try to talk to him to get him to go do something fun, he just wants to stay at home like a little prick. And then all of a sudden I hear this, I'm still on the phone. And so to that, which
that's is, the same thing. Same
it's
thing.
Basically the same thing. He was obviously offended by it. I just went, dude, I'm totally screwing with you. We were obviously just playing a practical joke on you.
Oh yeah, you have to play on. That's quick thinking. I like it.
Yeah. This friend of mine, he probably remembers this. If he's listening to my podcast, he's like, I remember when that guy did that.
Yeah. So, I mean, the obvious thing is if you text somebody by accident, You just say that, oh, hey, this wasn't meant for you.
Or you can say it was a practical joke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just messing with you, dude. I was just trying to see your reaction.
Or my favorite is, oh, God damn it. Bart had my phone. He's screwing with you. Sorry. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Now, I've had that before back in the days when I was single and trying to date. And I would get these weird messages from some of these girls. And I swear they were actually trying to figure out, like, what my situation was or where I would go with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, what are you talking about? Are you serious? And then they would reply like, oh, sorry, my friend had my phone.
Yeah.
And I know that they were screwing with me. Like, I know that they were trying to figure out, like, where would he go with this?
Yes, yes. It's so easy to blame it on somebody else. Yeah, they had my phone.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was swallowing a beer. Next. Let me ask this one to you.
Okay.
How to change your texting email style depending on the recipient, i.e., which stands for an example.
Sure.
What does i.e. actually say?
I don't know.
An example,
okay.
A friend who uses lots of profanities, uses all caps, terrible grammar, uses lots of emojis. The emoji one I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
But I would love to hear what you have to say.
I conform to every single recipient on an individual basis.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I copy their style of texting or emailing, especially. When my grandma emails me, she sends it in one big long paragraph that isn't divided by in any way, and that's how I respond to her.
Is there like no capitalizations or anything?
No, there's capitalizations. She uses correct punctuation and all that, but I'll just use one big run-on paragraph just like she does. And I have another friend who would frequently email back and forth, and she would use only lowercase letters, so I would do the same in my response. And then there's another friend who had the worst grammar and just used, you know, words out of place and stuff like that. So I would almost kind of dumb down an email when I talked to this woman.
Interesting.
Is that something that other people do, or do you always stick to your style? Because I conform to my recipient.
Julio?
I don't.
No?
I text the same way.
Okay.
I feel like Julio does for sure,
If it's you or my mom or my friend who has bad grammar, because I feel like everybody has those friends.
Yeah.
I text them the same way I would text anybody else.
Really?
Absolutely. Okay. It does not change. So this is kind of interesting hearing it from the other side where people are like, oh yeah, grandma gets it this way. And, you know, horrible friend who has horrible grammar gets it this way or whatever. So it is kind of interesting to hear these
things. About sensitive situations with friends? Like, not necessarily styling like they do, but you have a sensitive situation where you know that there's a friend of yours who maybe sometimes feels a lot left out of situations or not included, or maybe they're self-conscious. Do you ever try to make them feel more included or more like, oh my God, I can't believe you're not coming. I'm going to miss you so much.
I'll occasionally do that if it's, yeah, I've done that before. I know I've done that. But.
Whereas, if I said I'm not coming, you're like, cool. All
right. Yeah. See you
tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah.
For me, you wouldn't care. But if I'm saying there's certain people, I think, in our world, especially you and I know similar people that, you know, they would feel so offended if you weren't like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you so much. I wish you would come. Why aren't you coming? Oh, you know,
I try not to do that because I don't want to change who I am. And like with texting, it's just like, I mean, I hope you show up. It'd be great if you did. And that's kind of the extent I go as to trying to pull them to come and hang out wherever it is we are. You know, hey, we'll be at this place. Yeah. And, you know, as we're there, I'll send the text message later on and say, hey, look, we're now here. Should you want to show up or whatever? It's not too like, here's 1,000 emojis and crying faces and thumbs up. No. It's just, hey, we're here.
So you conform.
I to everything, even in conversation, even in daily conversation.
But do you conform, you conform on the style, but do you conform also on the, I know that this person's going to be very offended if I don't extra make sure that I'm sad that they're not here?
Yeah, I'd agree with you guys on that.
Yeah.
Yep. There's some people that you can't just give a single word yes or no to. It's got to be a little deeper than that.
I agree with that.
So how to change your texting email style? I think we answered that.
We did? We did, yes.
So wait, what's the... we've got this thing listed here that's called break.
Oh, that's a chance for us to push the pause button, use the restroom, get another drink.
I think I'm good. We got a bucket in here full of beer. I can pee in the bucket.
Sure, sure.
Which we could do how to pee in a bucket.
Do you want to pee in the bucket?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Actually, I don't have to pee.
So we can just keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode of How to Do That, episode number 4, which means we're really making it. This thing's happening, you guys. Our sponsor is 188th Street Creations. You can find them on Facebook. Just use the coupon code PODCAST when you speak with Marcy or Jordan to get 20% off your next creation of a state outline project. So far, nobody has redeemed this offer.
You know what? I'm going to redeem one for Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to try this out.
They'll give you a great Ohio.
What?
Indiana, well, Mississippi. I don't know.
I don't name your state. I want Texas.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Marcy will do it for you.
Yeah. Can I get Hawaii?
She might have to find some way to connect the islands. But
I'm kidding. I think we talked about this.
I was just making that up, too, when I said that she couldn't do it. Marcy can do anything she puts her damn mind to.
I'm going to get a Texas.
Okay.
I swear, I'm going to order this. I'm really going to do it.
They're really good, I swear. 188th Street Creations on Facebook. Check it out. Also, you know what? We have a new sponsor that just got inserted into our podcast. Inserted directly into it.
Why did you say that so weird?
To create awkwardness. Awkward confrontation ties back in.
And pornos.
Anybody.
Inserted it in.
Any new followers. Sorry, that was okay. Any new. I don't know. Any new followers on Twitter or anybody who's currently following us on Twitter who likes us.
We have a Twitter?
We have a Twitter. It's @howtodothatco on Twitter.
Oh.
I have like 9 followers. But if you follow us, we're going to do a random drawing, and somebody is going to get a free Andy's custard dish.
Wait, how does that work?
I've got a coupon. I've got
you
Andy.
Ship it out or something?
No, you have to be in Austin. Sorry. Oh, other people.
Well, what the hell? That's the worst promo ever.
You have to be in Austin, but if you like us on Twitter, we're going to do a drawing, and somebody will get one.
I'll tell you what. Anybody who follows our page outside of Twitter, I will buy personally a $20 gift card.
Wow.
And we will ship it to you via U.S. Postal Service.
That's 10 times better.
And it will have an autographed picture of Bart Kristoff.
That's amazing. Ooh. Well, we should do autographed 8x10s. That should just be for sale on our website all the time.
I didn't say an 8x10.
Well, what size picture are you going to do?
Like whatever fits in an envelope.
Oh, 3x5.
A little wallet size?
Like a 2x2?
Oh. Well, I guess that's still good.
It's an identification photo. If anyone needs a fake ID that looks like me, you will have it in the mail.
Awesome.
Hey, no, I'm serious, though. I'll give a $20
gift
card. Yeah, if someone likes our... wait, are we doing likes of Twitter, or what is this? People who like our Twitter from this day forward.
This day forth, yep.
Till when? When are we ending the contest?
The end of the year?
All right, end of the year. We'll put you in a random drawing. You get a $20 gift card from me, with a signed photo of Bart Kristoff.
And Ryan Glanzer.
And Ryan Glanzer.
Yes. Oh, that's okay. Hey, just a reminder, we're broadcasting from the Common Interest, the greatest karaoke bar in Austin, if not the world, which we frequent all the time.
The original.
This is the original karaoke bar. This might be my 100th visit here, probably. Would you say?
Probably more than that.
Yeah, 150?
Well, I don't know. We weren't counting.
But it's a good place to come. And since the bartender just walked in, we had to talk it up a little. We're going to go to our reader mailbag. And I tell you what, this guy I know, I don't think you guys know him. His name is Randy. He lives in Austin, and he's a huge fan of the show. And he bombarded me with questions this week, which I encourage.
I am not sending Randy an autographed picture of myself.
Well, he's the one who would probably want it the most.
He might already be liking our Twitter, though, so... Yeah. Randy's the one watching the porn videos on the plane.
Yes.
Is this the guy you caught?
No, Randy wouldn't do that.
Right,
no.
Right.
Tom, maybe. Randy, no. These questions...
Did you just out someone?
No. These next 6 questions all come from Randy, and he texted them to me over the course of the last week as they came to him. And I, one of the questions he asked me, I actually wrote a blog post about, which was, what you do when you come out of the bathroom with wet hands and somebody is instantly standing there waiting to shake your hand.
Oh.
That happens all the time. How does that happen so frequently?
You know what, Randy? I like your questions.
And we answered that one on the blog. And I think my best answer, and the one that I really did, was, unfortunately, the guy came up to me. I had wet hands. He wanted to shake my hand. And instead of shaking his hand, I swiped my hair with my right hand and did the oops too late thing. Like, he went to shake my hand, like, ooh.
You know, that's
too
even worse. I'd rather that's just shake.
So much
that's worse.
Worse. Yeah. I know, but in the heat of the moment, I accidentally did that, and then I looked like a complete asshole.
So I think for this one, we're going to have Julio read question one.
Yes, go for it, Julio.
Do you see the reader mailbag?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so, right here?
Yeah. First one up
That's
there.
That's it.
It says, how to play off water on the crotch, or on your crotch, after leaving the restroom.
So this is like when you wash your hands, the sink explodes a little bit, gets on your crotch.
Yeah, or maybe some, worse yet, splatter from the urinal? Is that a thing?
How much splatter? There'd have to be a lot of splatter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
to
remember that happening.
Pants crotch into wet.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have to be a lot of... Plus, no, there's no way that happens, because... Okay, either you're, if you're a guy and you're standing, your peeing is over top of it, and you're peeing so that I don't think it's coming back. If you put it through the, you know, through the loopy loop, don't look at me like that, through the hole, and you pee that way, how's it coming back? No, it's just not.
I don't know.
So it's from the sink.
From the sink, okay. So you come out, you got water on your crotch, and...
But this is water. This doesn't say pee.
No, it says water. Yeah, you're right.
It says water.
Yeah.
How do you play that off? Like, nothing happened. I suppose I would just try to tug my shirt down a little further and cover it, if it were me.
If it were me, I would blame the sink. I mean, usually I just blame the sink. I go, what the hell is wrong with that sink? It's shooting water everywhere.
So the second you open the bathroom door, you have to raise that whole fuss. Like, goddamn sink did it again.
Yeah, you have to go out there. You yell at people you don't know. Tell them that the sink exploded on you.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
I mean, I would try and dry it off as best I could. Yeah. Pull some paper towels out and just rub really hard. Create some friction.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I've...
Well, this is way off topic here, but I had a friend who was at a Toby Keith concert years ago, a good friend of mine, and he got us all the way to the front of the stage. He worked all night long to push and shove his way up until he was in the front row, and as soon as he got up there, he realized he had to pee really bad, and he's like, I don't want to lose my spot. So he just peed his pants, and then as soon as he was done, he... bumped into somebody and then spilled his remaining beer on himself. And he's like, oh, look what happened. Beer all over myself.
Oh, that's genius.
Wow. It was pretty genius in the heat of the moment. So
that doesn't work at work. I mean, that would be tougher at work. It would
be very difficult.
But, yeah, at a con, that makes sense. I mean, I don't know if... So, Julio... oh, wait, maybe you weren't there. I forget. I went to Vegas, as usual. And we were in the front row at Avicii. And Avicii, he don't perform no more. He's retired from the whole industry. But yeah, we had to go see him. And we were in the front row, and this guy had to pee really bad, just like you're saying.
Yeah.
And he turned to my friend, who was a nice-looking older woman. And I don't want to say older woman, but you know what I mean. Like, he was 20. She was in her close to her 50s. And he goes, hey, what's up? And she was like, yeah, this guy's hitting on me. And then... he goes, you done with that beer can? And she goes, yeah, I guess so. Why? And then she grabbed the beer can, pulled his penis out, and he put his dick in it, and he peed into the beer can. It was one of, the, like, wide mouth cores.
Oh,
this isn't
wide
like,
mouth, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't sticking his peen in the little teeny hole that's inside of a pop can. But he peed in the can to try and avoid peeing himself so that he didn't have to explain it.
Boy, I think peeing yourself at that point is the safer route.
I know, because to me, I'm like, well, what do you do with that can now? Which, do you know what he did?
Handed it back to her?
No, he threw it on the ground. So everybody's stepping in his pee.
Jeez, wow, okay.
So I don't know. I'm just saying, that's what happened. That's all I'm going to say about that.
So hopefully that answers your question, Randy. Excuse me. Next question, Julio.
How to stay awake after taking Benadryl.
So, yeah, talking about taking Benadryl. And the reason that I think he asked this one is because it happened to me. I was at work years ago, and I worked with Randy, and one of my coworkers, this Allison, was taking Benadryl, and I said, I've never had this before. And she said, well, here, take two. And I stupidly said, oh, okay. And this is about 12 o'clock on like a Tuesday or something. And then for the rest of the day, I mean, I did everything in my power to keep myself from passing out.
Wait a second. We talked about this before.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh. Because remember, we had this whole conversation about... This was on the first podcast, I think, which was something about getting to sleep. How do you get to sleep?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you said Benadryl didn't do it for you. So now you're saying that Benadryl did put you to sleep?
God, I guess I was lying before, because it definitely did. Like, it took everything in my power. Like, I mean, my head was hitting the desk over and over that day. I'm like, how am I going to drive myself home, you guys? This is insane. So how do you stay awake from it? I mean, I did.
Red Bull? I have no idea. Honestly, if you take Benadryl, you're done. I don't think there's a solution to that problem.
I took two, and I'd never taken it before. Adrenaline. I was already tired.
Adrenaline directly in your heart.
Yeah.
That's about all you got. You know, you ever see the movie The Rock with Nicolas Cage? And he's out of Alcatraz?
Oh, no, no.
Well, I don't think it's adrenaline, but they stick something in his heart. That's what you need. Whatever goes in your heart.
Pulp Fiction.
I was going to say Pulp
Fiction. Oh, yeah, Pulp Fiction. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
That is all you got. I think
that's my best answer. Like, release the dogs on you or something and have you be chased by a pack of hounds.
No, maybe. I'd fall asleep. They would eat me.
Sure.
That'd be the end of it. And there's no way. You take that many Benadryls, you're done. You're done.
Yeah. Sorry, Randy. I guess we don't have a real great answer for you. Maybe there's a non-drowsy Benadryl. I don't know.
Hey, Randy, don't take Benadryl.
Yeah.
If you have anything that you need to be awake for, just don't take it.
Yeah, you're going to have the best solution. Deal. All right, what's next?
All right. How to react to spitting on someone while talking to them.
So I'm talking to Julio, and my P's and T's keep getting little bits of spit on his face, and once you realize that's happened...
Oh, like Sylvester.
Yeah.
Pluck at that, like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you react once you realize you've spit on someone's face while talking to them?
Oh, while you did it?
Yeah, I think this is while you did it.
What the hell is wrong with Randy? Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, if you... Oh, okay. Like, let's just say you're talking and a little bit of spit comes out and you notice it and it hits them. And I mean, I'd just be like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I just spit on you.
Same way. I just say, excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd say... I think I would probably try to play it off.
You would play it off?
I think at best, I would probably just, like, take a second to, like, wipe my hand on my wrist. And maybe continue talking. I mean, people don't acknowledge when they do that, do they? I've been spit on many times. Nobody's ever said to me, like, oh, sorry about that, sir.
Well, maybe they didn't notice it.
Yeah, they didn't know. This is if you know, I guess.
I was in a room. I'll just tell you this. And I was doing a little consulting gig, and I was helping out. And I went into this room, and they brought this woman in to me. And they're like, hey, we need your help with her, and you're going to show her some stuff. And I'm showing her stuff. She didn't spit on me. But she had a constant, it was probably once every 15 minutes, a loud fart.
She did, really.
And she completely ignored it.
Wow.
Like, it didn't happen. Like, just like, she'd be doing something, she'd go, and you're like, I mean, I was hoping she'd be like, oh, excuse me, but she didn't.
Maybe so, it wasn't her. Maybe it was you.
No, it was definitely her, so I just kind of like, I don't know, the rest of the time, and it stunk, so I just played it off like... I didn't know that anything happened.
You were definitely on some sort of hidden camera show. I guarantee it.
No, I swear. Well, if I was, they never made me sign anything, and I was never on any show that I know of. But
it's probably Japanese.
There was a lot of farting going on in that room, and it was very inappropriate, I thought. I felt like I was being inappropriated. Is that
a thing? You were being inappropriated, yeah. That's a thing. That's totally a thing.
Totally want to get off topic on this one. How is it inappropriate? What makes a fart inappropriate? Is the fact that it stinks?
I think the fact that she didn't acknowledge it. Acknowledged it, it's appropriate. You're like, I'm so sorry. But it was almost like she didn't care. She's like, I just fart. This is what I do. Enjoy it or don't.
She has some weird fetish.
She had a... Yes! Yes, she had a arrogance about her fart. And I did not like it.
She was hoping you were into that kind of thing.
I didn't know what to do, but I did not smell good on my... You know how you go into a Subway and your clothes smell like bread when you leave? I went into a room with this woman, and I left, and I think people thought I was homeless.
Wow.
I smelled awful. I'm not joking. I was boxed in.
How old do you think she was?
Oh, I know how old. She was like 66 or 67. Oh,
that changes things.
How does that change things? My dad is younger than that, or at least a little older than that. How old is my dad? I don't even know. But he's in that age range, and my dad, when he farts, goes, excuse me, you know, makes a joke about it or something. He doesn't just play it off like he didn't fart.
Well, you hit a certain age. I don't know. Maybe some people just say, hey, this is what it is now.
Farting while eating a sandwich. Oh. Like, we were eating lunch together, and she's farting.
I can see how that can be inappropriate.
I'm dead serious. This really happened. This isn't a joke. This is like...
Well, off the air, I need to know more specifics.
I will tell you more specifics off the air.
Okay.
It's a mutual acquaintance of ours that I got into this consulting gig that you know very well.
I know this person?
You know the guy who... but the woman you don't know, but...
Okay.
Works for the same company.
Gotcha.
And yes, a lot of farting going on.
On the How to Do That blog, I use the code name Deb for almost all the articles. I think Deb is just a funny name to use for these things. Yeah, so we'll just call her Deb.
Deb was shooting out Dobbs. That's all I can say.
All right, what's next? Randy still has three more questions.
Yeah, Julio.
I'm sorry.
That was me. I'm sorry,
no,
Randy.
I love how we went off topic. That's great.
I just was somewhat curious about how it could be. Anyway.
I reacted like it didn't happen. That's my answer.
Yeah, okay.
Next up.
How to react when someone takes your machine at the gym.
Oh, that's a bad... Yeah.
What do you mean takes it, though? I want
to
know...
Like, you're about to go use something and somebody walks in and takes it right before you,
I think? You get cut off.
Oh.
You're walking to the same machine. This is what I'm getting at on this question.
So...
You're walking to the machine and then... The guy just takes it right from him.
Yeah, what are you gonna
this
say?
Happened to me within the last 2 weeks at Gold's Gym in Round Rock. I was using the one... Actually, it was the other way around. I took the machine of that somebody else wanted to use.
You noticed you took it?
We were both kind of... I was closer to it. This guy, I could see he was kind of eyeing it from a distance. But there's only one of these triceps push machines in the entire gym. And
What the hell are you talking about triceps?
Tricep pushes.
Let me see your triceps.
You push straight down.
I want to see. I want to see your triceps.
No. I have one. It's too cold to take my shirt off.
There's no triceps.
Well, I was doing the press machine, and this guy walked up, and he gave me the old... I could see the eye roll and an exhale, and then he like went to the machine like nearby, and he sat and he waited very impatiently. When I saw that...
Did
he
work out, or did he just sit there?
No, he just sat there and like used his phone for a few minutes, and I intentionally took a few more reps than I could even handle, honestly.
So wait, what was the question though? It was
what to do when somebody takes your machine at the gym.
Well, so you were the guy that took the machine. So how are you going to answer this question?
What that guy did. That guy was probably the most asshole-ish response you can have is looking annoyed. That's even worse than coming up and asking, "Hey man, do you mind if I get a rep in?" Which somebody's done before too.
I've had that happen where they ask if they can switch reps with me, and then I usually just leave.
Okay.
But again,
yeah, I mean, I only do like 10 of one thing and I move to the next.
Well, but I'm gonna be honest here on the takes my machine.
Yeah,
most of the time, the guy that takes my machine, I would say 90% of the time, if we're doing statistics, this guy definitely looks better than me and probably knows what he's doing, and I'm an idiot. So like, take the machine. I'm gonna go do something else because what the hell do I know what I'm doing?
Right.
We don't know shit about it. Look at you. You don't have to triceps.
Well, that's why I was using it, to get some.
Okay. But what I'm saying is we don't know what the hell we're doing in there. We might have been better off using the damn thigh machine to make our inside thighs look better than doing the triceps. Like, we don't care.
Yeah.
If a guy takes the machine from me, I'm just going to use whatever the hell is next to it.
You know, actually, the funny thing about this is here's the thing. If I'm walking towards a machine and I'm intending on using it and somebody else takes it, I'm like, oh, too bad. I guess I have to go home now. Like, that's my excuse.
Oh, you just
that's
do my the, excuse to you end do my the workout. Instant I'm done.
Yeah, well, he's using that machine.
What if it's the first machine of the night? Do you do that then?
Well, no. I mean, if it's anywhere close to the latter half of the workout, I'll just say, too bad. I guess I'll just have to call it. Because I don't like working out.
I would say I would do the same thing if it's the latter half. But if it's the first part, I would just pick the machine next to it.
Sure.
Whatever it does, I don't care. It stretches my back. And I don't care. There's nothing that's going to improve this body. I'm sorry.
No.
It's just not gonna...
kind of with you, but not agreeing with you. Not agreeing about your body, but I'm kind of with you.
No, for yourself, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you're like, fuck it. What? Yeah. Something's gonna make me look a little better, right. And it's probably none of what I'm doing. So whatever. Right.
I'm only working out my triceps on anyways. I'm gonna go run or something. Like maybe just work out the whole body instead.
Yeah. Go to the basketball court
or I don't know.
Get kicked out of that too.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, honestly, we're probably the wrong guy. We need to ask a fitness person about this. Because in a real scenario where there's someone that's like, this is my routine, and I have to use this machine next, what do they do?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll get a fitness person.
And Randy is a fitness person. I can attest. Like, we tried to jog together over break one day, and within 15 seconds, I couldn't even see him anymore. And I just turned around and went back.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. Because this is Randy, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
He's a fitness guy, yes. But he asks you what you do when you have water on your crotch, what you do when you... How do you stay awake after taking a bunch of Benadryl?
Mm-hmm.
How to react when someone's spitting all over you?
Great question.
So, this is Randy in a nutshell.
He's a man of many... Boy, he's all over the place, huh? I mean, I know him, and this seems normal to me, but you guys don't.
Well, I mean, what about this next question here?
Oh, yeah, go.
How to apply chapstick without looking awkward?
Ooh.
I don't think I have a problem with that. I just apply it.
You just apply it.
I don't, I can't even envision how anybody could, I mean, unless you're really over-exaggerating, stretch your lips and, like, put it on, like, lipstick in the mirror.
Unless the chapstick's coming out of the middle of someone's pants, there shouldn't be a reason that it's awkward. Like, if somebody unzipped their pants and they went, do you want my chapstick? And they shoved a chapstick out of their hole and you had to put it on through that. That would be awkward.
That'd be awkward.
Yeah.
What about...
You're
what's
doing it yourself. I mean, I don't see what the problem is.
What's the movie where the guy puts on the lipstick with that... horses song playing in the background and up against the
brick
wall.
It puts the lotion in the basket?
Is that the one?
I don't know. From
Jay and Silent Bob spoof it in Clerks.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the Silence of the Lamb?
I think so. Oh, okay. I think it's Silence of the Lamb.
Okay. Yeah, that would be an awkward way to put it on, like that guy does.
But this is how to apply without looking awkward, so that must mean your friend looks awkward every time he puts it
probably
on.
Probably any other way, yeah.
What is he?
I would just do it in
private. Does he act like he's sucking off the chapstick?
Yeah, now that I think about it, that does sound familiar.
That's how I'm going to apply it from now on. I'm just going to, like, pucker my lips into a hole.
Put the entire tube in your mouth.
Put the tube in my mouth.
So, funny story about chapstick. I was at the 2002 American League Championship Series at the Metrodome between the Twins and Angels. And a good friend of mine, we'll call him Luke, we were sitting in the very top row of the upper deck, and he was coming up the steps with a foot-long hot dog and a 40-ounce Pepsi, and he got to almost to the top, and then he stumbled and fell backwards and dropped all of his food in front of a lot of people, and it was really embarrassing. And one of my friends who was sitting next to us said, he said, if you eat this whole tube of chapstick, I'll buy you all that food back. He's like, do I really have to? He's like, yes, if you eat the... So he ate the... He ate a brand new tube of chapstick, the whole, like, 3 inches of a balm. And then that friend went down and bought him all that food back.
Was it at least flavored?
Yeah, it was cherry flavored.
Oh, all right. I guess, if I had to justify it, then I guess I could.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm going to read the last one.
Okay.
Here. Mailbag. How to get rid of your coworkers' crap they leave behind when they quit. Which, I know, this must be a guy that worked with you.
Yeah, I worked with this guy.
And I know. All right, here's what I'm going to ask. So here's the thing. Most people don't leave a whole lot behind. They leave something crappy behind that it just gets put in storage or whatever. In your case, I know that you left Easter eggs everywhere all over the office.
They have not come close to finding all of them, I'll tell you that.
So what, you know, if that happens, let's say you're on the reverse side, because you obviously left all these Easter eggs and they haven't found them all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're the guy that starts finding Easter eggs from an ex-employee at where you're at now. What do you do with that? How do you get rid of it?
I look forward to it. To me, it's an adventure. Every day, I'm like looking at a new spot like, wow, what could be up here? I think it's a fun thing. I don't want all that crap to be gotten rid of. Some of that stuff could be useful or valuable.
But so, how do you get rid of it?
I think it just has to be one of those things over the course of time. You just, things turn up and then you throw them away. And then you, maybe if you're really fucking pissed off at this guy, which it sounds like Randy is at me, Maybe he should say, you get over here this weekend, take a trash basket, and get all the shit out of here you left behind, or we're going to start, we're going to do something. I don't know. We're going to fuck you up. Maybe if you want it badly enough, maybe you just have to threaten me. But here's the thing. I left behind, I taped a bunch of baseball cards underneath the desks, which I assume a lot of people have found. And I left a Ziploc bag of baking soda at the bottom of a file cabinet, which someone discovered and I think thought might have been drugs. And I was texted about it, like, hey, what exactly was this Ziploc bag in your old file cabinet? Do you know what this is? So, yeah. Wow. I left some stuff behind. All right. And I liked that place. I liked it a lot. I was just having some fun with him. Julio, any thought?
No, not really.
Well, have you had this? Because I know you've moved from different places. So have you ever left stuff behind for people to find?
Oh, like on, well, on purpose?
I don't. Well, even by accident, have people called you up and said, "Hey, you left this here."
At one of my previous jobs, I did do a lot of drawing during the downtime, and so I would just have pages and pages of drawings. And I left and went to another job. I didn't have time to clean the office or desk or whatever, so I just left them there. When I came back to that same job 3 years later, I found my drawings from that desk that I was sitting at, and they were all on the walls. Like, someone had put them on the walls because they liked them, I guess. Hmm. So I was like, oh, well, okay. I guess they like them, but I don't know.
So they didn't get rid of it. They didn't get rid of it.
It's total opposite. They cherished it.
Yeah.
I know that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah.
I know that's what you're hoping for, Ryan.
There is actually a painting I did of myself. Of myself.
In the nude?
As a frog.
Oh, as a frog.
That's hanging above
me. A nude frog?
He's wearing a tuxedo, actually.
Oh.
I can show it to you. Picture of me as a frog in a tuxedo.
Why don't you post that on the blog?
I will.
How about this? You know what? You're going to write a how to do article. You're going to say how to leave a job with Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I don't want to give them all away because I know they haven't found them all. But
they give away the ones they found.
Yeah, that one's hanging above the urinal in the men's bathroom permanently, from what I understand.
Did you take pictures there, all your Easter eggs, or no?
No.
Oh, man.
That's unfortunate. All right, so we got another one. Aaron. Your friend Aaron? A friend Aaron?
Yeah, she works at the place you work at?
Yep, okay. Yep. How to ask someone for their correct name pronunciation after you've known them for a while.
So, yeah, Aaron asked this to me today, and then it immediately occurred to her that there was someone at the office that fit this exact question. And so she went right up to this guy and just asked him. And he was very happy to give her the correct answer. Even though she was a little embarrassed and a little red in the face, she got her answer. And actually, I bet they became better friends as a result.
Yeah, I think in this situation, I just ask. I just go, hey, how do you pronounce it? Because I think I've been screwing it up for a while.
Yeah, you say you've known this person for a year or longer.
A year?
Maybe not the best of friends.
Well, then I don't know how the hell I would ask that, because that's embarrassing.
Wait, is it Julio or Julio? Is the J silent? I mean, in that case.
Yeah, I've been asked this a lot. I've been on the other side of this question, right?
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I've been on the other side of this question, not necessarily, oh, how do you pronounce your name? Is it Rian or Ryan? Like, no, I'm not going to mess that up. But, I don't know. I've been asked, and I just blatantly tell them it's Julio. It's Julio, not Julio.
I don't think anyone gets embarrassed by that.
I don't.
If I'd known this person for a really long time, and we spoke almost daily, then it would be weird. But I think if it's somebody that you just occasionally cross paths with, it's totally open game to ask, right? But if I know you, if I had to ask your wife how she pronounced her name at this point, it would be really awkward. I probably wouldn't go directly to her. I'd probably try to ask you or other people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, wait, how do you say her name
again?
You
would just ask a bunch of other people and try to figure it out.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
But, okay. So next question is, how do you figure out someone's birthday or anniversary? Same kind of situation where you don't know how to pronounce their name, but in this case, you don't know their birthday or anniversary that you should know.
Uh-huh.
But you rely on Facebook for most of that stuff.
Yeah. Ooh. If you don't have Facebook, and this is from Matt from Austin, by the way. And when we got to talking a little bit more about this question, he specified maybe not so much the date of the anniversary as to like what anniversary it is. Is it the 5th? Oh, and I think he specified an occasion where he didn't know what year his longtime girlfriend was born.
Okay, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a difference. Like, if this happened with you, I'd be all right being like, hey, man, how old are you turning? You know, that's fine. But if I've been dating you for a long time, I should know.
You should know these things.
That's something I should know.
Yeah.
So how do you figure that out?
Yeah. How do you figure that out?
I don't know. I gotta pee.
Okay, should we hit pause?
No. You guys finish out this question. We're going to do the Google ones.
Oh, okay. We got the auto completes coming up next.
But no, just let Julio finish. I'm going to pee real quick. This is all part of the podcast. You got to have this live.
All right, Julio, what would you do if you're a significant other, hypothetical or real, didn't know what year they were born? What would you do?
Well, I knew. Okay, so I've actually had this problem before where she didn't know my birthday. I knew hers. We've been dating for 2.5 years. We'll just say 2.5 years. But she didn't know my birthday and still didn't know my birthday. But I knew hers, like, you know, when it was, what month, what year. I don't know. It's got to be something you should know within the first, what, month of dating?
Yeah.
Is that big enough span?
I think even 2 is okay.
Even 2? Okay. Because I'm kind of, I don't know. These are some things you should know.
Yeah. This year, I incorrectly, and I know very well how long my wife and I have been married, which is 8 years, but I incorrectly on Instagram or maybe just in person or something was saying like 9 years of wedded bliss or something. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, it's actually 8. Not in such an arrogant, snooty voice, sorry. but I was wrong about that. Oh, yeah, I had to stop and think about it for a second. It was 2009, yeah.
But with that, I mean, I kind of get, like, what you're married, you have a child, runs around, kind of occupies a lot of time. So I really remember all of these things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't remember, like, oh, it was the first day we met, versus anniversary or whatever. Like, no, you only, like, you know the birthday, and you should know, like, anniversary, and that should be about it.
Yeah. I think you get a pass once a year for getting something wrong.
Right, I think that's what I was going with, is like,
yeah. Once a year, but that's a birthday. You can use that every year on the same person.
Yeah, maybe they'll forget.
By the way, I'm back from the bathroom.
Oh, welcome back, Bart Kristoff. Nobody noticed you were
gone. I thought
this
guy was talking to me in there, but he had a Bluetooth in, and so I answered him, and then he looked at me very awkwardly, and I'm like,
I thought
you were asking me a question. And then he's like, oh no, I'm on Bluetooth. And I'm like, who uses a damn Bluetooth headset nowadays?
People who want to come out by themselves, and he probably wasn't even really talking to anybody.
That's probably just awkward in itself. Like,
he's in the bathroom on his Bluetooth. I thought he was asking me a question.
I guarantee nobody was on the other end of that Bluetooth. He just walks around with that
he's
thing
stuck
and
a little
talks
piece
to himself.
In his ear. Wanting to have somebody have a conversation with in the restroom.
Well, Matt, we don't really seem to have a great answer for your question here. If you don't know, I think you just kind of have to ask and face the music, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have a social media to tell you, hey, it was on this date, maybe look back at some photos or something. Maybe that somebody had a picture that was imprinted with the date on it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it's if they're not on Facebook, you try to add them to your calendar after the first time you miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you miss it 2 times, you're an idiot. That's all I can say.
You're in trouble.
Keep track. Matt, buy a little daily planner. Start writing things down. All right. Hey, last week, somebody suggested to us this really hilarious idea for a show topic, which was, why don't you just start typing into Google how to do whatever and then see what comes up and answer that? So we've got this great new feature that we're going to close every episode with from now on, the Google Auto Completions segment. And for that, I'm going to have to go to google.com on my Chrome web browser. And we're going to start typing.
You don't want to use Safari on your Mac?
Well,
I'm kidding.
We all use Chrome, don't we?
I don't know.
Oh, it can't be reached. You better fucking be reached, Google. Come on. Maybe it's
Are we
been
on the
too
internet?
Long. I don't know. Let's go back.
Yeah, Facebook's working.
Sure is.
Let's ask Facebook. How? Oh, there it goes.
No, you're do on. Do you? Oh, okay. What do you want to type in? How?
Oh, it still goes.
Do you change a? Oh, it's not doing it. What do we
no,
have?
No, no, no. Go.
Do I have
go,
to go
on
to
a Safari?
Do I have to just go straight? Oh, we're not on the internet. There we are. Check in on Google.
Oh yeah, we gotta do that.
Sorry, everybody. This is really, really bad. This is gonna be so bad for ratings.
Oh no.
Okay. So Google.com.
No, don't worry. You're on it now. Just, oh,
okay.
Just go. Yeah.
That's what happens when you've had how many shots? Three?
I don't know.
How? What the? Oh, I guess it just does that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How to make a?
Ooh. Here we go. How to make a?
Give me three letters at random, Julio. Like a H, something that could possibly spell a word.
Okay. S T I.
How to make a
sticky piston?
A sticky piston. How do you do that?
how do you make a stir fry?
Oh.
Oh.
I usually take meat, vegetables, and throw it in a pan with some teriyaki sauce.
Yeah,
personally.
That's it. That's stir fry. Okay. I don't like this one.
No.
Undo that one. Do how to? I got one.
Okay.
How to make? Do the how to make a.
How to make a.
H-U-N.
Hunting bow. Hunting these are all involving hunting.
I knew this was going to be something weird.
How about. Well, these are all. It's or Hunger Games. How to make a hungry hippo costume.
Ooh, that's a good question. How do you make a hungry hippo? Let's search it and see what it shows.
All right.
I'm very curious now. Oh.
Oh, look at these. You've got.
If you're on Google, go to how to make a hungry hippo costume.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so. It looks like they just basically wear a colored t-shirt and they put balls around their neck. And, which it makes sense, like big white balls.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have the
different.
They
just bop your head up and down.
Types, you know?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I think anyone wants a hungry hippo costume, wear big white balls around your neck.
I think how to react to a would be a good way to start.
How to react to a poop.
How to react to a P-O.
No, type in poop. Let's see what it says.
How to react to a poop. I don't know.
What is it? The poop reaction song?
There's a poop reaction song. Okay.
Oh, look at this. How to react when your poop falls in the commode. Why is that a thing?
I don't know. How to react when your poop falls in the commode and this splashes water on your butt.
Oh, that's a good question. Let's go with that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Google. Finally, something relevant.
All right. How to react when your poop falls in the commode and this splashes water on your butt.
I actually just overheard somebody talking about this the other day, believe it or not. It was in regards to women's bathrooms in Japan. Apparently, they have like really loud waterfall music playing in the background so that when things like this happen, it gets drowned out by the background noise, and women aren't afraid to just do their thing.
Let it loose.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious about this.
There's two answers?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, someone said, I quiver a bit with disgust. Then I say to myself, why did I do this? Why did I leave it for so long?
And that's from Nicola Chucks.
Oh, wow. And then another one says, wash my rear end, usually using, what is that?
Hmm?
Where are you? Oh, up there. Pre-moistened. Go back up. Pre-moistened antiseptic towelettes. You can use baby wipes. You can't find any other type. I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. I can find other types of wipes.
Antiseptic towelettes.
But, yeah, you know what? If the poop hits the water and splashes my butt, I usually get excited because I'm like, that was a big one.
Yeah.
And
I just emptied out some of my system.
Yeah, and some people like those bidet things anyway that kind of sprays water back up at you to cleanse you. And that's kind of like that effect. So I don't see what the big deal is.
I mean, it's kind of cleansing you with poop water, but that's okay.
Yeah. All right, anybody got any other suggestions? Excuse me.
Oh, do that. Type in how to sneeze, and let's see what that comes
How to sneeze quietly, properly.
Properly.
Cutely.
Cutely. How to sneeze cutely.
Perfect. Let's do that one.
Okay.
Well, before we read what people have here, go.
Cutely, I just go. I mean, that's cute, right?
I don't know.
Julio, I think you're the guy on the plane watching the porn now. I'm kind of scared.
Julio, how's your cute sneeze?
I don't have one.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's not cute.
No, not at all.
I think in my case, I'm typically like, if I want to. I try to make it as minimal as possible. I actually, so I've recently acquired this new thing. You know how people like sneeze, they do their arm, they do their... I actually take my undershirt or t-shirt and I pull it up over my nose and I sneeze into it.
I do that. Good. That's what I do.
Yeah. Because then it catches it. It's on your chest. But you can hold it for later.
But is that cute? Is that a cute thing?
It's cuter than, I think, sneezing all over everyone. Now let's see what they say on Google.
Make your sneezes very, very tiny. Shove an itty-bitty kazoo up your nose.
Now that is cute. Somebody had an itty-bitty kazoo up their nose and sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a cute sneeze.
Sneeze shiny, glistening glitter. Remove your cute and wavy cilia?
Well, isn't that the hair inside your nose?
Oh, I guess.
Replace your big ugly nose with a tiny baby mouse?
Can't be done.
Oh, man.
Here's a funny thing I'll do sometimes. I'm blowing my nose and I realize I'm making a lot of noise. I'll over-exaggerate it. With a Kleenex up to my nose, with my mouth, I'll just go... And then people will be like, oh my God. What? It over-exaggerates how sick I really am. And then I maybe can go home early or get some sort of special privilege. I don't know. Hey, who's got something else?
How to cry, let's start with that, when life
isn't perfect.
Yes, okay. Let's do that.
How to cry when life bars.
Wait,
yeah, that's when
bar
I was
bar and far?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
What is that? Click on that. How to cry when life bar and far.
I don't think that makes any sense.
That's a lot of Far Cry stuff. Must be a video game thing.
Everybody's definitely tuned out of the podcast by now. I think we need a good verb in there. How to... It's got to be something generic yet effective. Like, how to learn...
No! How about how to sexy?
How just... Oh, it, Google chain.
No. Google. No, look. It'll go.
No, it doesn't.
How to sexy up.
Uh-uh.
Really?
Google
that's
doesn't
it?
Like it. Google will say...
Oh, how to sext...
How to
sexually arouse a man?
Okay.
How to sex chickens?
Wow.
A turtle.
They must be asking like how to make them reproduce. I hope. Well, how would you sext? How to sext?
There we go. Let's do that.
Well, I would make sure.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let's think. Let's give perspective here. So we've got Julio. He's a nice single man.
Eligible ladies.
Looking for a date. How do you use sex, Julio? we'll go from single to, you know, the married and then married with children.
Sexed, I haven't, but I guess I would take a picture of my junk.
Uh-huh.
And what do you mean you haven't? You have. Come on.
No.
You don't sext?
No. Why would I?
I don't know. I thought maybe you'd be a sexter.
No.
You look like a sexter.
Oh, thanks.
You're not selling Julio as an eligible bachelor very well by saying he looks like a sexter.
Yeah. You're really not helping me at all right now, Bart.
Okay, so you would...
I mean,
you
how
just
I,
take,
how
take
I
a picture
would,
of your junk?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, just pull it down, pull it out, and take a picture of it, right?
But would you text it, or would you, like, Snapchat it, or what?
I guess I would just send it in a photo during messages that the person that I'm messaging.
Would you edit the photo? How many times would you take a picture before you send it?
Oh, see, I guess that would be the hard part right there, right?
The hard part, sure.
Yeah, which would be like, which one's the right photo?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, would you just, I guess you would just like click on it like a million times, take a million different photos, and then just find the best one to get different angles? I guess, I don't know.
So you're going to go straight to the junk pic.
The junk.
Okay.
So so for me, I'm married without children. And then we'll get to you married with children. But I would say for me, it's more of a sensual play right now. Like a, you know, I've missed you all day, baby. And I can't wait to see you later. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be just sending the junk. I get a single guy sends the junk because that's the number one thing. You do. I guess it's a single guy. But for me, it's more of a saying. You know, the junk, it's out there. Everybody knows what it looks like. It's not great.
We've all seen it.
Everybody's seen it. It's not a happening thing. So at this point, I'm just, you know, trying to be sensual.
Mm-hmm.
But in your case, you are married with children. So what do you do?
We've got, you know, there's, we have our son in school as a 3-year-old with all these other parents and stuff. I mean, these things could fall into the wrong hands so very easily. I mean, anything I do, and, you know, if I were to text my wife, and her phone is a work phone, it's a work-issued phone.
She doesn't have two, it's just like a single phone for
everything. Yeah, like it would connect to her office, it's not in the cards. I mean, it would have to be, boy, it would have to be through something like Snapchat so that it goes away, and if she did do a screenshot of it, I'd know. I don't know. I think it would have to be... I'm not pulling my pants down. Sorry. I might send a butt pic. I'd do a butt pic.
A butt pic?
I send a butt pic.
What the hell? Why would you send a butt pic but not a...
I don't know how that's...
Chunk it could be anybody.
I don't know how that's sexting.
Right? I don't know. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that isn't sexting.
No.
That's not sending the message to your wife that you're going for it.
Oh, last call for happy hour, I think. We're good, right?
Is shots on happy hour? We'll take 3 more fireballs.
Yeah, getting crazy.
We're going to do them on the air.
All right. Boy, then it's going to be bathroom time for old RG here.
All right, so I think we need to do at least one more
game. One more. Anybody out in... anybody have a suggestion?
Wait, did you even read these?
Well, don't say... Oh, yeah. What does Google say?
Oh, we didn't read
the
Google things.
Google says, keep your texts concise. Autocorrect is not your friend.
Well, not when it comes to your penis.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to duck you later.
Start out with light, flirty texts and work your way up to steamy ones.
See, okay.
Damn it. Julio, you're going straight to the penis.
Yeah, I was about to say, look, here's where I'm wrong. I should have read this little website.
Don't sex
right
with
here.
A person you've never actually had sex with?
Oh.
Wow.
Being a sexting pro means knowing what he likes and being familiar with his comfort level.
Why does it say what he likes?
I guess this is from a woman. Oh, it's from the website sheknows.com.
Ah.
We're all suddenly intrigued.
Click on the link. I'm just kidding.
All right. How to, let's come up with a good verb here. How to...
Jazzercise.
How about how
to be a good... How to be a good... kisser?
No, how about how to qualify?
Okay.
How about that?
I bet Marathon is going to come up here. How to qualify for food stamps, Medicaid, unemployment, disability, FEMA. These are boring.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. How to...
How to get certified.
Speculate.
How to speculate on Bitcoin, in Sims Free Play, in real estate. These suck, too.
I'm sorry.
I think we should go with how to become a great singer, YouTuber, photographer. Let's pick one more letter. L. Life coach, leader, lawyer, listener, lover, linebacker.
How about...
this is harder than it looks.
How to become a great W.
Wrestler, welder, waitress, web developer, wife, woman, wedding planner, warrior, worship leader.
How about warrior? How to become a great warrior?
Okay.
I like this.
How would you become a great warrior, Bart?
I think I would learn the ways of the warrior. Which would mean, so there's this book that everybody mentions called The Art of War. I would read that book. And then I would be a good warrior.
Well, war is warrior.
Are you the guy... Okay, I don't know if you have this happen, but do you ever watch movies where they do the kung fu stuff and they do all that fighting and you're like, I think I could do that just by watching this movie. Like, do you think the more movies you watch like that, you could be better at that even though you've never actually tried it? Does that happen to you?
I think I felt that way after watching Three Ninjas as a kid.
Oh, well, okay.
That's true.
As a kid.
But that's a question I have. Like, do you never think, hey, I need to brush up on my watching of...
on my kung fu watching videos?
Yeah.
You're wondering, what the hell's going on here? You know, I think this didn't specify if we're talking about a normal warrior or a Golden State warrior.
You know what? That's true, too.
I think we're talking about normal warriors.
What is a normal warrior? Just explain that to us.
Modern times, I don't know if there even is one, but I think I would want to go like into the woods for like a year with some sensei who like doesn't talk, who's got long white eyebrows. I'm thinking Kill Bill here. I think you need to spend a year like isolated with an amazing trainer like that, and then you can come back to society and just destroy everybody, right?
Sure.
I think that's best.
Sure.
That's the way to become a warrior?
Yeah.
What do you think, Julio?
I don't know. I guess the best way to have a warrior is to perhaps somebody tell you that you're
We're going to cheers in front of the mic.
I think taking shots of Fireball on the air is a good one. That one's for you, Randy.
All right. So let's read the Google answers.
A true warrior is fearless. Do not let anything stand in your way. Try to learn survival skills. Well, you were a Boy Scout.
Yeah, practically that doesn't make me a warrior.
No, it does. It does.
That makes me, like, hide from shit.
Be courageous.
I was an Eagle Scout, to be quite honest.
Oh, be courageous? Well, Julio's sending dick pics around. He's courageous.
I guess I'm a
that guy watching porn on the plane, that was courageous.
Always start out slow when weightlifting and running.
That's weird.
Also, triathlons.
Why is that the number four answer on there? Always start off slow when weightlifting and running. How to become a warrior? Start slow.
Oh, maybe they're talking about like the warrior dash. No, this has a picture of somebody with
it shows a freaking ninja star. Oh. Also, try triathlons.
They put you to the ultimate test of endurance. Never stop learning martial arts.
See, this is what I'm saying. You watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
You get the martial arts.
I think a lot of Tarantino films would help you.
Exercise 6 days a week.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not becoming a warrior.
Fuck warrior. Yeah. No. Man. I guess we'll have to try something else.
All right. Well, holy crap. We've done an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah. This is the longest podcast.
All right. We got to close this one out.
All right. Well, hey, it's been fun. Julio, thanks for joining us. Do you want your whole name mentioned on the show?
No.
I can edit that out in post-production.
Yeah, thank you.
Julio, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Julio Morris.
In Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Look me up.
And Bart Kristoff and Ryan...
Glanzer. I'm using my real name because I get famous from this. I want full credit. I don't want some imposter. I don't want some pseudonym.
I want some guy with the name Bart Kristoff taking the credit for what I do. I do. I want him to come out of the woodwork and say,
it was
did
me
this.
All along. I'm the guy behind that podcast.
Yes.
You're under arrest, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Be under arrest.
Brought to you by Table Delivery, 188 Street Creations, and even a little throw-in from Andy's Custard. This is the How to Do That podcast. Check us out online at howtodothat.co. On Twitter at howtodothatco, I think is our handle, and at howtodothat on Facebook.
Yes, please do that. Twitter especially, because we're doing the giveaway!
Yeah,
$20
yeah,
giveaway!
Yeah! Next time, see you next time. Bye.
Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that.
How to choose things.
How to react.
How to
two real smart guys will tell you how to do that.
How to do that podcast.